With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. After clearing the House, the Save America Act is on its way to the Senate. Just one Democrat siding with House Republicans to approve the measure. Requires voter ID to keep non-citizens from casting ballots in federal elections. The White House ceremony, President Trump declared the undisputed champion of beautiful, clean coal. Industry reps presenting the president with a trophy engraved with that phrase. The EPA plans to repeal the endangerment finding. From the Obama era, it provides a foundation for heavy regulation of greenhouse gases.
This will be the largest deregulatory action in American history, and it will save the American people $1.3 trillion in crushing regulation.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, a court challenge from environmentalists is expected. China's carbon dioxide emissions declined oh so slightly last year, although, as the BBC's Justin Rowlatt explains, it's no huge deal.
This is not a dramatic breakthrough, but it means emissions from the world's manufacturing hub and second largest economy have now been flat or falling for almost 2 years. Carbon Brief's figures show a finely balanced picture. Emissions dropped across major sectors, including transport, power, cement and metals, but rose in the chemical industry. China also added more coal and gas-fired power capacity last year than in any year for a decade.
With the help of a half dozen Republicans, the House voting to roll back the president's higher tariffs on Canada. However, even if the Senate agrees, president could veto the bill. Search for Nancy Guthrie goes on, FBI agents fanning out across an Arizona neighborhood not far from her home. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 140 points. This is SRN News. Abortion and gay marriage amendments are advancing in Virginia.
Newly elected Democratic Governor Elizabeth Spanberger has authorized a public referendum on the measures, one of which would enshrine abortion in the state constitution if voters approve it in the fall. The other amendment would enshrine gay marriage. Democrats have been pushing both pieces of legislation in an effort to place abortion and homosexual unions beyond the reach of future legislatures and any court rulings on the national level. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration has stopped flying a rainbow flag at the Stonewall National Monument, the country's first federal monument to the gay pride movement. The flag was taken down from a flagpole on the National Park Service-run site, which centers on a tiny park in Manhattan's Greenwich Village. The Park Service says it's simply complying with recent guidance that clarifies long-standing flag policies and applies those policies consistently. This is SRN News. More than 200 letters from World War II that were found in a Tennessee home offer a close look at love during wartime.
Ray Whitaker attended school at the Black Meharry Medical College in Nashville. There he met and dated another student, Jane Dean. They did lose contact for a time, but he wrote to her in 1942 saying that he was in the Army. Soon he was professing his love. A short 4 months later, they were married. Those letters from that courtship and early marriage have been donated to the Metro Nashville Archive. Several are now on display through the Nashville Public Library. Jason Walker reporting.
Taiwan's economy is thriving thanks to the boom in artificial intelligence driven by strong demand for computer chips. The island's economy grew at an 8.6% annual pace last year. More details, SRNNews.com.